Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. We all know that Time Out New York is where we would go to look to find things to do, you know, out and about. Well, we're in, and so are they. Will Gleason is the editor of Time Out New York, which has been recently rebranded as Time In. Will, always glad to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be
here. What does the rebranding mean for how you operate?
So we have refocused our mission in a way. It's similar in some ways in that we're still kind of covering the best of the city and the best things that are happening in the city, but kind of rethought through this window of experiencing the city from home. So we are telling people how to continue to support local businesses, restaurants and bars that I love, with a lot of these new delivery and takeout options, and also covering these innovative ways that cultural institutions and artists are kind of responding to this crisis with new works that are moving online and new kind of virtual imaginings of things that had previously taken place across the city.
Let's talk about some of the big institutions. MoMA is offering online art courses, you write. How do these work?
So these are massive open online learning courses. They're on Coursera, and MoMA is offering them on a wide variety of topics, exploring their collection and presenting a lot of these collections in the framework of larger art history. So you can study things like what is modern art, what is contemporary art. There are some different courses on specific paintings, photography, different mediums. So it's kind of a wide range of things to explore, and that curators and artists will guide you through the museum's collection to learn about these larger topics.
What about out in Brooklyn, the Brooklyn Museum? They're always fairly innovative.
Yes. So one of their huge marquee events that we cover every month is First Saturdays, which is a big party. They have music and DJs, and they present some of their current offerings and current exhibitions in a really creative, lively way. And that has moved online to become virtual First Saturdays, which the museum is now offering. There's one at the beginning of this month that kind of created a lot of these things that had been happening live. So at these events will have art lessons and music and performances, and moved it all over Zoom and Facebook Live. So there's kind of an at-home art tutorial. There was a live performance from singer-producer Adeline, performances in the House of Bushwick, drag tributes, and live DJs performing.
My guest is Will Gleason, editor of now Time In. You will be editor of Time Out again soon, Will. It will happen.
The Met. Looking forward to that day.
Yeah, the Met postponed the gala, but is there an official online, unofficial gala going on somehow online? I read about this.
Yes, it's an unofficial virtual Met gala. So it is, of course, still happening the first month. But this one is being put on by the Twitter account High Fashion Twitter. That's at HF Met Gala. And they are inviting people to post looks inspired by the actual theme that would have happened at the Met Gala, which is about time. And there's a wide range of different categories that you can do to participate, from photo set creations to just illustrating what your look would be, to one category called wardrobe styling, which is using all items currently in your wardrobe to create the most creative, inspired look based on the theme. And we actually saw something similar happening with the Easter parade just yesterday, a couple virtual offerings kind of people posting their best bonnets.
I love people. So genius. Let's talk about some classes that we can take online. So we started on this show building in a segment we're calling now I Need a Minute. So we do a minute of meditation, everybody together. And it's really interesting because I think a lot of people have caught on to this idea that meditation can be really, really helpful during these times. Where can people find information about meditation?
So there are a number of places offering free meditation resources. One really interesting one is that the company Headspace, which a lot of people know, it's an app that guides people through meditation, is partnering with the state of New York to offer a series of meditation specifically for New Yorkers. It's at headspace.com/NY. And they're guided exercises to help you stress less. They're all free, which is great that you can take advantage of. There are some recordings that will help you sleep, people who are having trouble sleeping. And they're also offering some specifically aimed at children, some kids meditation resources.
So this is interesting. I don't know if you were listening to the show last week, Will, but we had Betsy Johnson on, and she revealed that in her memoir, she revealed that her childhood dream was to be a Rockette. And apparently mm-hmm. dreams can come true, sort of. The Rockettes are welcoming us all in. How so?
I love this story. I think this kind of goes to this overall feeling of kind of everyone getting involved and doing their part and doing what they can offer to come together as a community. But the Rockettes, the Radio City Rockettes, are offering free at-home dance classes and workouts and workshops for New Yorkers who are stuck at home. It happens every Tuesday and Thursday on their Instagram account at noon. The Tuesday one is a workout, and the Thursday one is actual choreography. So you can learn some of those classic moves from high kicks to formations, as long as you don't drive your downstairs neighbors too crazy, I guess.
I think we all have patience. You got to have patience for a little noise in the house these days. My guest is Will Gleason, editor of Time Out New York, which is rebranded for Time In for the time being. Let's talk about takeout. Some of these, you know, we have the regular takeout, but there are a couple of completely random and fantastically weird things you can have delivered to your home. Can you share a few examples?
Yes. So partially we're seeing this from a lot of providers and purveyors who deliver to a lot of restaurants, rebranding and now delivering to people's homes. And one of these is an amazing, just an avocado service. This is a delivery man who goes by the handle at the avocado guy. Who is delivering just perfectly ripe avocados directly to people's apartments. He mainly supplied restaurants before, but now has kind of like refocused on this. And you can order them the day before. They'll be delivered the next day, a minimum of just 5, and they're only about $2.50 a piece, so very reasonable. And along those lines, we're also seeing local farms that have been mainly providing to restaurants, now providing to people at home that you can order from, fresh produce, different things along those lines. Vineyards that are now delivering bottles to New Yorkers' homes that you can do virtual wine tastings with them digitally. And one Brooklyn bar that's in Clinton Hill called Tail Feather, which is a bar that we love, has relaunched a cookie delivery service. So they are sending out fresh cookies along with their bottles of wine. That's on Postmates. It's rebranded as Bake Sale at Tail Feather. A wide range of cookies, and you can also get some kits that they'll send you for kind of a date night in, or a pizza party for two, which you'll get a cheese board, a bottle of wine, and 4 cookies, which sounds like a lovely evening. and then other restaurants are rebranding completely, sending care packages with things like board games and even toilet paper.
Something for everybody. You need an avocado, you need toilet paper. Somebody in New York's going to take care of you.
The whole gamut, yes.
My guest is Will Gleason, editor of Time Out New York, which is currently called Time In. So nightlife, a lot of people, you know, nightlife was a thing for Time Out. What does New York nightlife look like now that people are spending nights at home?
Well, it's kind of resurfaced through a lot of live recordings and interactive things. And we're seeing a lot of these spaces, these famous iconic nightlife spaces in the city, really kind of try to keep that energy online and bring that community online. A lot of people know the West Village Bar Maurice Crisis, which is a piano bar that you can go to every night and sing along, show tunes, amazing pianists. That has moved online. So now a lot of those pianists, those performers that are there every night are performing nightly on a group called Murray's Group, and you can request songs digitally, sing along in your apartment. It's a nice sense of community. And then in terms of the more nightlife, dancing type things, we're seeing these nightly live stream DJ sets from a lot of clubs. Nowadays is doing this every night at 8 p.m. until midnight. In addition to that, they're also offering a lot of really interesting courses on how to become a DJ, a lot of guides and how-tos that are very useful. And then comedy is also moving online with a lot of interesting ways and different formats. There's one weekly comedy show. It happens every Saturday night now. It's put on by the comedian Marissa Goldman, and it takes place inside a Google Doc.
How does that work?
So you can go to her Twitter handle and find the weekly link. It's at @TheMediaWitch_. And you go to the Google Doc on Saturday nights when the performance happens, and each comedian kind of has a section in it, and it's kind of like a mixed media performance. So you'll have people post photos, some texts, some jokes. It kind of like ranges based on the person, but it's very interesting and very creative, and it's an interesting thing to see and be a part of.
Will Gleason is the editor of Time in New York. Will, take care. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.